Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Siyahlangana kwezekuseni mthwakazi omuhle ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 2 kumpalakazi 2022. Igama lami nguNtungami Linkomo. Ezihamba phambili. Ikhomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho iZimbabwe Electoral Commission isihudulelwe emthethwandaba phezu kokwala kwayo ukwethula uluhlu lwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota olwe-electronic voters roll. Umongameli wele South Africa umnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa ubikwa esesimeni yesibi ngemva kokufunyanwa elicala elokwehluleka ukuphatha kuhle udaba lokutshontshwa kwemali eplazini lakhe engena ku 4 million US dollars. Kwezemidlalo abasekeli beGermany basele bewisa izimathonsi ngemva kokukhahlelelwa phandle kweqembu labo kwimidlalo yeWorld Cup. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umongameli wakwele South Africa umnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa uphakathi kokuqhoba amathambo engqondo ngela kusasa lakhe ngemva kokufunyanwa elicala lokungaphathi kuhle udaba lokutshontshwa kwemali engena kuzigidi zamadola emelika ezine i-4 million US dollars eplazini lakhe lephalaphala. Lokhu kuvezwe yi-ofisi yakhe izolo. Iqula elakhethwa ngusomlomo wedale lephalamende ukuthi licubungule lolu daba lethule impumela yalo izolo ekhomba ukuthi umongameli Ramaphosa engaba wephula umthetho ngokwehluleka ukumangala lolu daba emapholiseni kanye lokucela umongameli wakwele Namibia ukuthi ancedise ekuthungatheni ababetshontshe imali yakhe. Inkokheli yebandla elibusayo kwele South Africa ele ANC ithi izahlangana phezu kwalolu daba namuhla. Abanye bathi uRamaphosa ulakho ukwazisa ukuthi usetshiya umsebenzi. Ikhomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission isihudulelwe emthethwandaba weHigh Court inhlanganiso ezimeleyo eProject 4263 phezu kokwala kwayo ukuveza uluhlu lwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota olugcinwa kumitshina yamakhompyutha olwe-electronic voters roll. Amagqwetha eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ayiwo amela linhlanganiso afikise udaba loluyenkantolo izolo. Umqondisi weProject 4263 umnumzana Youngerson Matete uthi bathethe lelinyathelo ngemva kokuzama kanengi ukuthi iZEC ibatholise ivoters roll kodwa isala. Ngeviki ephelileyo umeli weHarare North edale lephalamende umnumzana Alan Norman McCann olilunga lebandla le-CCC laye uvule icala ebophisa ikhomishini le phezu kodaba olufanayo. IZEC ithi kayila electronic voters roll. Ithi abafuna uluhlu lolu kumele bathenge i-voters roll edindwe emaphepheni. Yona ethi ibiza inkulungwane zamadola aseMelika ezingamakhulu phose amabili 187,000 US dollars ugwalo lunye. Kodwa abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kanye labamabandla aphikisayo bakhuza umhlola phezu kwalimbhadalo besithi iningi kakhulu. Ngenyanga edluleyo enye yalezi nhlanganiso e-Election Resource Center imangalele iZEC e-High Court isithi ifuna yehlise lintengo. Uno pala jikelele we United Nations umnumzana Antonio Guterres uthi ukuguquka komkhathi izimpi kanye lokoma kwempilo ngenxa yobuyanga ngokunye kwempangela zokuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazana emhlabeni jikelele. Uguterres wethule amazwi la enkundleni yeTwitter enanza umkhankaso we 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Lo mkhankaso uqale ukunanzwa mhla ka 25 kuLwezi emhlabeni jikelele ngenjongo yokuqeda udlakela oluqondiswe kubomama labantwana njalo uphela mhla ka 10 kulinyanga. Namuhla inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abesifazana eVeritas Women ithi inxusa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezifisa ukuphatheka kumkhankaso lo ukuthi zivunule impahla eziluhlaza okwesibhakabhaka. Ithi njalo kuza kuba lombuthano esibhedlela seHopley eHarare lapho kuzakhulunyiswana khona ngokuvikela abantwana kubadlwenguli. Sixoxele siphathamandla salinhlanganiso unkosikazi Lina Ndiweni.
IVeritas Women luhlelo oluqondane lokuphakamisa amalungelo, imithetho nenhlalakahle yabantu besifazane. Ngosuku lwesibili olukampalakazi, iVeritas ihlanganela nomhlaba wonke jikelele ekukhankaseni insuku ezilitshumi nasithupha ezokulwa nodlame lokuhlukunyezwa kwabantu besifazane. Sikhankasa ngokugqoka impahla ezilombala oluhlaza okwesibhakabhaka.
Luza-ke luqhutshelwa ngaphi lolu hlelo?
Sizaliqhuba esigodlweni esikhulu seHarare esibhedlela seWopley. Ngalolu hlelo sijonge ukuxoxisana nokulimukisa abesifazane ngemithetho, udlame kanye nenhlalakahle yabo. Silokukhathazeka okukhulu kakhulu ukuhlukunyezwa kwamankazana ngokocansi, behlukunyezwa ngabazali babo abesilisa kanye labantu abasondelene nabo okumele bebavikele ezimulini abahlala kizo. Ngalokhu-ke sinxusa uzulu wonke ukugqoka impahla eluhlaza okwesibhakabhaka. Sicela iziphathamandla ezifaneleyo ukuthi zithathe amanyathelo aqinileyo ekuvikeleni izingane ikakhulu amankazana.
Ungathi uhlelo luqondane lobani njalo kulokunye yini elizakwenza mayelana lokukhankasa litshengisela insolo yokudlwengulwa kwabantwana abancane?
Uhlelo lolu luqondane lozulu wonke jikelele ukuze siphathisane njalo silimukise ekuvikeleni udlame lwabesifazane lamantombazane. Lokugatsha lethu umtholampilo, isibhedlela sosizo lwezemthetho, umuntu wonke ukhululekile ukuxoxisana lathi mayelana ngokuhlukunyezwa, ukuncindezela abantu besifazane. Ngosuku lokuxhasa usuku lezi sizahlanyela izithelo, izihlahla zezithelo ezithiyashiyeneyo ezizaba yisikhumbuzo sokunanzelela, ukuvikela kanye nokunakekela abantu besifazane. Uzulu wonke uyanxuswa ukuthi ahlanganele lathi sibambisane ndawonye sixhase omama lamantombazane kusuku lezi zokuvikela ukuhlukunyezwa kwabesifazane.
Unkosikazi Lina Ndiweni ngowenhlanganiso emela amalungelo abesifazana eVeritas Women. Ubexoxa ecingweni loGainer Gumede Saidi weStudio 7. Isakhamuzi seLupane unkosazana nokuthula moyo ofelwe izinkomo ezilitshumi lantathu ngemva kokutshaywa ngumbane ngeviki edluleyo uthi ikusasa lakhe labantwabakhe abahlanu selibuvilibane ngoba abasela ndlela yokuziphilisa nanku bebethembele kulezi zifuyo. Uthi inkomo lezi bezimnceda kakhulu ngoba ubethola uchago kuzo, alime ngazo, athengise izilimo, abhadalele abantwana ama-school fees, abuye abathengele ukudla lezembatho ngenzuzo ayitholayo. Umamoyo ohlala eLupane esigabeni seMbembesi 1 Resettlement Village 25B kuWard 23 njalo otholakala kunombolo ezithi plus 263-771-906-014 uthi abenelisayo bengamphathisa ngezigqoko ukudla kumbe imali.
Zihlobo zami ngilahlekelwe, ngilahlekelwe izinkomo ezitshayela izulu. Zihlobo zami ngiphakathi kobunzima, ngilemuli labantwana abangu-5. Okuqala, umntana wami wokuqala akafundi, uhlala ekhaya nguyathi encedisa ukulima. Owesibili uphumele 5 last year and then lo nyaka ube supplementa, so ayingakwazi ukuthi engaphuma lezi ngakhi. And then owesi-2 ungu-form 2, owesi-3 ungu-grade 4, uya ku-grade 5 next year. Okugcina ungu-ECD B next year uya ku-grade 1. Uma ngithengisa amabele ngiyenelise ukubathengela izigqoko. Zihlobo zami, ngiphakathi kobunzima, ngicela uncedo. Ngiphakathi kobunzima engingabatshela bani. Omunye lomunye kazizwe elesihlelo babami bebhadalelwa zinkomo, bebesenelisa ukudla, ngilima bazuze uchako. UNkulunkulu alibusise abazayenelisa ukungceda. Ngiyakhala zihlobo zami, abantu abami kumnyaka ozayo ukuthi bazafundiswa usizo lokuthi nje abantu abami bathole ukufunda, bathole impilo nje, ukuthi beqhubeke bephila besidla njengansuku zonke, begqoka, bethola isepa, bethola konke nje okufanele. Bengafundanga, impilo sokuyimfundo. Impilo yokuthi umntwana adle, agqoke, awatshe. Pho-ke ibhenki ithile, zihlobo zami, ngitshele ibhenki ondingayo ngangithola enambeni +263 77. Umuntu ongumama, hhayi angazi, angilali, angithola ibuthongo. Oyamukelayo akabusiswa, kodwa kubusisa ophayo. Imadolonzima ibuthakathaka lasemkhulekweni lokuthi ngaqonda ngaphi le msebenzi, kayitholakali ukuthi ngiyedinga umsebenzi. Aluba ngabe imisebenzi yatholakala bengizadinga umsebenzi, kwanisi ngiyenelisa ukuthi ngisebenzele abantu abami. Pho kunzima zihlobo, ukuthi ngizaqonda abantu abami, ngizabaqondisa ngaphi?
Unkosazana Nokuthula Moyo yisakhamuzi seLupane esifelwe zinkomo ezilitshumi lantathu ezitshaywe ngumbane. Ubexoxa ecingweni loSithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7. Selikubonile na okusemaphephandabeni? I-Herald ithi umgcinisihlalo wekomishini ebona ngokulwisana lenkohlakalo elizweni, eZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, uNkosikazi Joyce Matanda Moyo, uthi izisebenzi zemithethwandaba eziningi zikhohlakele. I-News Day ithi uZulu weZimbabwe usebhekane lokukhwela mahlayana njalo kwentengo yezinto ezithiyeneyo ngalesi sikhathi kuyiwa kukhefu lekhisimusi. Sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Sibona Studio 7. Mina ngibuya le matambeni ngomthelandoda, igama engingazibiza ngalo. Ngizwa usizi kakhulu, ngizwa usizi kakhulu ma upresident ebize edlalisa imali kanje, enikana la ma-MP leziphathamandla zakhe imali ukuthi esibhedlela akulamithi, umgwaqo ayilungiswa, amadamu agejwa. Ithaphi kapresident enjani nje? So kunzima lokhu, kunzima lokhu. Ugawule la uzowavuma ukuthi hhayi, yabona kizantf yabheda, hhayi uzowavuma ugawule ukuthi hhayi imali yadlaliswa. Ngimbongela ngokulokulahleka nyani ugawule, kodwa-ke namhlanje hhayi uzowangena endleleni. Ngingilelela uPane yonke ngithi H41.
Hey, Studio 7, salubana ndinjani ngapho? Siyabonga iindaba ezilohlonzi. Hey, besingaba yini ngaphandle kwendaba zeqiniso, besiyoyisuthi propaganda, besiyoyisuthi propaganda. Siyabonga. Udaba lwami lulapha ukuthini, ngiyaqala ngqangqangqa ukuvumelana nobaba uGawule. Ngiyaqala ukumuzwa naye ekhuluma ehambisana loNini ukuthi i-40,000 is too much. 40,000 US dollars. Iningi impela kakhulu. endlela yokuthi khona usalungazi ukuthi khona bayithole kanjani laba bantu njalo bayiphiwa nje ngodaba lokuthi bathi khona bazo ibhadala njani nini ezibhedlela akulalutho ezibhedlela akulalithi kodwa kutholakala ukuthi abanye bathola 40,000 US dollar abanye 500 US dollar imali le mina ingasiza ezibhedlela kakhulu kakhulu kakhulu. Ngiyaqala ukuvumelana nobaba uGawu le mpela ushaye khona. Ngiyabonga
Ntungamili Nkomo lani lonke basakazi baka Studio 7. Eish, lami ngithi ngempawula yazi izanu sivulele ilizwe zanu. Ngiyamangala ngogawulela lothuba abathona bekhulumela izanu ngani le nto eyenzile esizweni saseZimbabwe. Izanu ivulele ilizwe, ivulele umkhonomi, yabulala nemvelo nje esayiphiwa uNkulunkulu. Ibulele izanu PF ngoba awubuki ma bethatha leli lizwe kuSmith. USmith wayenemithetho, kwakungalinywa duze lomfula, kwakuvikelwa imfula, kuvikelwa amadamu, kuvikelwa izilwane nje zasese zazivikelela. Bangena bona nxa usapothi izanu ungazibulale iziphi izilwane ezilongo sikuphambili ngezanu PF awubotwa, awulalutho lwezileke. Yabona kwelakithi amadamu lemfula kugcwele udaka nje abantu sebelima bezivelima umfula. Bekhuleka nje ukuziyela imvelo nje sayiphiwa nguNkulunkulu for mahara singasabali umkhonomi aleli bandla leli libuleli libi. Uyabona uSmith, umbuzo kaSmith, uSmith wayengumlungu wayeyithanda ngcono iZimbabwe kulezana ngoba wayevikela. Kwakusenziwa amakaliwa, kusenziwa yonke nje into yokuthi ivikele idamu. Bona bangena umnankabhala womgabe bathi abantu ezilongo bebavotela limani akulamthetho. Kambe ilizwe linjani ngeke linamthetho kodwa ngoba nawumlandeli wezanu wenza umathanda nje uyazenzela umathanda yelilimi because umfula ugcwala udaka amadama wayenzi babulela ilizwe laba bantu angazi ukuthi uxhuma nogawule bayithatha njani naleyi nto ngoba eZimbabwe kwempunzi edlenginje uyazenzela umathanda ezilongu supporta izanu PF. Bebe sebevalela nje labo abangabe besupporta amanye amaphathi kodwa ezilongu supporta izanu PF you can do whatever you want.
Sarubona ngiyabingelela abantu bakithi kumele Morris Khumlano wokongwena ngokuzalwa ngisetoroja komati. Ngidala lesi sikhathi engiso ngilapha eGoli ngokokusebenza okuphanda esemadlelweni aluhlaza. Singamadlela aluhlaza njengoba kithi kunzima kangako. Hayi kakhulu hlobo zami siyabonga, siyathokoza kakhulu elisenzela khona ukusifakela indaba imihla lamalanga, indaba eziyizindawo zakithi esizidinga. Siyabonga. Naloko engigqugquzela kakhulu ukuthi asambe nisevota abafisayo ngoba lokhu okwezanto kuyasihlukumeza kakhulu. Manje intoke ngisajwela entweni eyodwa, ngiyayizi i-MRP inkinga yayo besingayivotela ilobandlululo. Abantu be-MRP ilobandlululo, abantu bakithi ibandlululo elilalo lukhulu linayo ngabe likhankasa lidinga ngendlela enhle lokhu ukuthi libe licwasa amabandla lokhu lithi leli lindle leli lindlambondi kule nto ungasiza ngayo lokusawabantwana ngasesingebeleni lungisani laphana kube right. Uma lifuna ukuvotela livotele indlela enhle, hhayi lokhu ukuthi laqumisa ilizwe kwatha kwacima zonke lezi ndlambondi kungalisiza lokho.
Lavo bekungabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo ngeWhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli, uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Reuters ithi amasotha kwele-Somalia alwisane labahlamuki beqembu le-Al-Shabaab abulala abangama-40 izolo. I-Reuters ithi njalo abahlamuki bakwele DRC abeqembu le-M23 bahlasele abantu makhaza babulala abangamachumi amahlanu. Amazwi alandelayo aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Ngolwezi uhulumende weMelika uphatheke emhlanganweni weKimberley Process oqhutshwa kanye ngomnyaka eGaborone kwele Botswana. IKimberley Process yinhlanganiso yamazwe omhlaba eyasungulwa ngo-2003 eletha ndawonye ababambiqhaza abachiyeneyo ngenjongo yokwenqabela ukuthengiswa kwamadayimana avela emazweni alezimpi ethengiswa ikakhulu ngamalwecatsha ukuze athole imali yokulwisana labohulumende abakhethwe nguZulu. Kumbiko oveza imbono kahulumende weMelika phezu komhlangano lo, ugatsha lweState Department luncome kakhulu eleBotswana lona elasekelwa yiyo iMelika ukuthi kube yilo elibamba lomhlangano lonyaka. IMelika ithi eleBotswana liqhuba inhlelo zokwemba ngendlela eqondileyo okwenza lamukeleke kumsebenzi wokukhuthaza ukwenjiwa kwamadayimana ngokucacileyo. EleMelika selilesikhathi liqhuquzela ukuthi kuqheliswe ingcazelo yamadayimana agejwa lapho kulezimpi khona ama-conflict diamonds. Umuntu wonke ogqoka kumbe osebenzisa amadayimana kumele abeke ithemba kuKimberley Process ukuthi ibe leqiniso lokuba amadayimana wonke avela lapho okuhlonitshwa khona amalungelo kaZulu. EleMelika lizaqhubeka liqhuquzela lokho. Olunye udaba olube segudwini emhlanganweni oqhutshelwe kwele Botswana lo ngolwemithetho yalihlanganiso esetshenziswe ngele Russia lele Belarus ukuvimba ukukhulumisana ngomthelela obangelwa ukuhlaselwa kwele Ukraine yiRussia kanye lokuthi iKimberley Process kumele iphathe njani udaba lwamadayimana avela kwele Russia. IMelika lamanye amazwe adlelana layo ayefuna ukuthi umhlangano lo uhlafune lezindaba. Umsekeli kanobhala weMelika obona ngezenotho lamabhizimusi uWhitney Bird uthe umhlaba awungeke ukhangele eceleni usekela iRussia ihlasela abantu baseUkraine okulilizwe elililunga leKimberley Process. IKimberley Process kumele ikhangelisise ukuthi iRussia iyazilandela kuhle na izimiso zalinhlanganiso ezigoqela ukuthi akulamadayimana avela elizweni elisempini amele avunyelwe ukuthengiselwa amazwe omhlaba. Lanxa ukukhulumisana ngalolu daba kwenqatshelwe, incwadi eyabhalwa nguBhedi lencwadi ezabhalwa ngamanye amazwe zafakwa kumbiko okuphetha lumhlangano. Okokugcina, ugatsha lweState Department lwaveza ukuthi eleUnited States of America liphatheke kabi ngokulwisana okuselizweni laseCentral African Republic kanye lomthelela limpi elawo ekuthengisweni kwamadayimana alo. EleMelika lathembisa ukuqhubeka likhulumisana lohulumende weCentral African Republic ukuze kubonakale ukuthi imilayo yeKimberley Process iyalandelwa lokuthi amadayimana la athengiswa ngendlela kungephulwa izimiso zalinhlanganiso. IMelika izimisele ukulondoloza ukuthengiswa kwamadayimana ngendlela eqondileyo njalo izaqhubeka isekela iKimberley Process. lawo bekungamazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Kwezenguqu abasekeli beqembu leGermany basele bewisa izimathonsi izolo ngemva kokugunyulwa kwaleli qembu emidlaleni yeFIFA World Cup lancanje linqobe iCosta Rica 4-2. IGermany yehluleke ukudlulela kuhlandla elilandelayo eleGroup of 16 ngoba ayitholanga imiklomelo eneleyo kweminye imidlalo yayo emibili. Lokhu kuphe iSpain ithuba lokudlulela phambili lancanje inqotshwe iJapan 2-1. IMorocco ibe liqembu leAfrika elesibili ukudlulela phambili ilandela iSenegal ngemva kokunqoba iCanada. Sibuze intatheli yezemidlalo uJafet Ngwele Dube ukuthi uthini ngokuphuma kweGermany kule midlalo lancanje lingelinye labomaqhuzu kwezenguqu emhlabeni jikelele.
Izimanga Ntunga, nizimanga lezi. Ngobani bengacabangela ukuthi iGermany yabe sibuyele ekhaya nje after first round. Besiyikhangelele njengamathimu yamanye amathimu nje azafika kufinal, kodwa hhayi khanya kwehluli. Germany yehlule kuzwinele game yayo yokuqala idlala leJapan. I think that was the most crucial match for them. Kuthe beselanda iSpain lapho igame yabo yesibili, hhayi kwagcina kuyi-draw ngani kwehlula ukuthi bawine. Last game week asebebuya khona sebewina, kodwa hhayi i-World Cup nje ngamagame amathathu i-first round. Kufuna wona lawo amabili ubone la ukuthi inye yakhona uyanqoba ngokuhambelelo yokugcina. Hhayi akulanto ehambayo, hhayi siphumile, hhayi besiyikhangele lesithi kumbezayo phambili, hhayi kodwa inguqu ibhora linjalo, wathi ibhora liyagiqika kwesinye isikhathi kuyabe kuphansi kwesinye isikhathi kuphezulu. Sithabele iJapan laphana, hhayi ukuthi ihambile yaya phambili. Asazi ukuthi siya phambili izokwenza njani, kodwa hhayi ibhora lakhona kudlalwa ushintshana nje. IGermany siphumile, sidibana sibona amanye amaqembu ukuthi ayeza njani. Ungabuya ungabuphanga amabhutsu, ungaphakamisanga amasoksi akho, hayi uyaphuma.
ICameroon leGhana ubona zidlala njani?
For Africa sekungena amaqembu amabili kuma-quarter finals, iMorocco leSenegal. Bekungaba kuhle nje ukuthi kungaba lelinye iqembu elingahamba lalo liyengena, sibe la maqembu amathathu ahambayo kuma-quarter final, kwenzeka ukuthi mhlawumbe singaba lethuba sokuthi elokuthi i-Africa layo ebe leqembu kuma-semifinal. Amagame akusasa, hey, anzima lawa ngawokugcina, and wonke amaqembu nje abe sefuna ukuthi awine ukwenzela ukuthi i-position yawo laphana isiya kuma-quarter finals baphumele phezulu. Hey, Cameroon kunzima, idlala le-Brazil. Brazil are the favorites, abakadliwa. Yiyo i-team nje ebengani consistent, yiyo i-team ebengani iyadlala. So hey, ukuthi Cameroon laphana ingatsha i-Brazil, hayi angiboni. Kodwa sekumele bangene babophe isiqini badlale lawo, babone ukuthi kuyini abangakwenza e-ground. Ukuthi Ghana le-Uruguay, ya lakho lapho kuthambanga, iGhana akumelanga nje ixegise, akumelanga ixegise ngoba ingaxegisa nje ingatsha. Kodwa hhayi ngiyibona ngani lethuba, ngiyibonile thuba lapha lokuthi ingakwanisa ukuthi inqobe i-Uruguay. Ithuba likhona, kodwa hhayi kuyamele babophe, akumelanga baxegise.
UJafet Ngwele Dube yintatheli yezemidlalo. Asazi-ke ukubana iyozala nkomoni iGhana idlala le-Uruguay lamuhla, kuthi iCameroon yona izanqikilana le-Brazil. Abanye bathi i-suicide le uCameroon, kanti abanye bathi hayi isithembile layo iCameroon izamelana layo iBrazil. iSerbia inqikilana leSwitzerland, kuthi iPortugal ekaRonaldo yona izanqikilana leSouth Korea. Kwanele mthwaka zomuhle likhumbule zikhona izakusihlwa ngo-7:30. Eyami impela sonto isiqalisile. Olivale lisayo nguntungamili Nkomo Nkololokwana wamatukanduna. Mukhwezivanana makamu wangu, kakale mubene weekend yakanaka. Toboka.